In this video, we'll look at how to configure and use a build server with the Team Foundation Service Preview from Microsoft. Now, in order to have a build server that can communicate with the Team Foundation Service Preview, we'll have to install that build server on our premises. It will then have to be configured to connect to the service. First, though, we need to actually install the Team Foundation Server 11 Developer Preview. Now, I can find that preview here on the Download Software link. For the sake of time, I've already downloaded it, and I have the installer ready to go down here. So in order to install the build server components, we need to install Team Foundation Server itself. I'm going to go ahead and click that link. We'll accept the license terms and continue. And I'll leave the Microsoft updates enabled. That's a nice feature. And after a few minutes, the installation completes and we're taken to the Configuration Center. Now this is the wizard you'd run to configure the application server. We're going to actually go over here and click the Configure Team Foundation Build Service and start that wizard instead. We'll go ahead and click Next. And we'll click Browse, and then Servers, and let's add in our service. We'll click OK, and we'll authenticate with our Live ID. Great, now our server is listed. Let's click Close, select our default collection, and connect. Let's click Next again, and we'll use the default settings here. We're going to need to provide a credential for the build service to run in our environment. Now this is separate from the Live ID that we're currently using. Now the build service will actually authenticate with the hosted service using a default service account, which will be cached in the Windows Credential Manager. So I'm just going to use Richard and my password. It's always a good idea to click Test, make sure you spelled everything correctly. We'll click Next again, one more time, and it looks like our readiness checks have passed. Let's go ahead and configure. And after a few moments, our build service is configured. Let's go ahead and click Next and close this window and this one too. Now we're taken to the administration console at this point. We can go over here and click the build configuration and just review what was configured for us. We can see here that our controller and Agent 1 are both online and ready. I'm going to minimize this screen, exit the installer, and then go over here to Visual Studio. Now what I want to do here is to configure an automated build so we can actually test this. So over here in Team Explorer, I'm going to get connected to my Team Foundation service. We'll go ahead and sign in again. Make sure Tailspin is selected and connect. Now what I always like to do is go up here to the Builds folder and just right-click and Manage Build Controllers. This just gives me a sanity check that I have a controller and at least one agent configured and that their state is enabled. Let's go ahead and close. And let's go create a new build definition. Let's create a build definition for our new Twitter control project. I'm going to call it tailspin.twitter. And this, of course, is going to build the Tailspin Twitter control project. Let's check out the trigger options. Manual is fine for now, but later we might want to go with more of an automated trigger. How about workspace? I think we can make this a little more optimal. Let's go ahead and drill down a couple levels here in our folder structure and get just the code out of dev to build the Tailspin project. That'll mean that our build server downloads less data. Let's go to build defaults, and let's specify a build drop folder. I just happen to have a share on this machine called build drop. This is where the binaries are copied after the build completes. Let's go to process next, and over here we can see an exclamation point because we haven't told it what to build. But we can add the solution that's mapped to our workspace mapping. Tailspin.sln, we'll click OK. And again, let's go ahead and save this build definition and close it. We can then come over here and right-click this Tailspin Twitter build definition and queue it up. So we'll click Queue here, and the build will launch. Now we can either watch it on this screen waiting for it to finish. What I like to do is double-click and actually watch it run step by step. And after a few moments, you can see the build completed successfully. Now we could view the log, navigate to the drop folder, or sift through the binaries here. But I think what's more interesting is if we come back to the tfspreview.com site, we can actually go in here to our Tailspin project and have a look at the build report here. So if we go up here to build, we can see a few things on this screen. One, we can see the Tailspin Twitter build definition here. And we can even queue this build later if we want, launch it actually from the website. Or we can come over here to the Tailspin Twitter build that just executed. And we can double click this and see similar information. So one thing I might want to do is change the quality. Let's go ahead and say that this is ready for deployment. So in this video, we've taken a look at how to configure and use an on-premises build server with the Team Foundation Service Preview from Microsoft.